This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. When Governor John Bel Edwards came into office in 2016, one of the first steps he took was signing an executive order expanding Medicaid in Louisiana. Under the new rules, more people qualified for the health insurance plan. Program participation has increased by an additional 450,000 people. A recent survey by LSU shows since Medicaid expansion went into effect, the number of uninsured in the state has been cut in half. Stephen Barnes is the director of the Economics and Policy Research Group at LSU and the lead researcher of the 2017 Louisiana Health Insurance Survey. Mr. Barnes, this survey is done every other year, but it's the first one that has been able to measure the impact of Medicaid expansion since it went into effect back in July of 2016. So more than 2 years later, what's the biggest takeaway?
The biggest takeaway is that after many years of tracking health insurance coverage in the state, this is the first time we've seen a real dramatic change in the uninsured rate for adults. As we think about what this means for uninsured rates in adults, it's interesting to contrast this with how we've often looked at tracking and understanding health insurance coverage in the past, which has often focused on uninsured rates among children. Louisiana actually has a very generous program for covering children through Medicaid and related programs. And just over half of the children in the state are covered. So that is an incredibly important source of coverage for children. And now with this policy change, we see it taking on a much bigger role for adults as well.
As of 2017, about 11% of Louisiana's population remains uninsured. How does that compare to the rest of the nation?
Today, we see a really different picture between states that have expanded the Medicaid program and those that have not. So it's been a very predictable pattern. In states that expanded the program, far more adults have health insurance coverage and access to care. So in Louisiana, we've really moved from being among that group of states still struggling with high rates of uninsured to now seeing a much bigger step forward in terms of being able to cover adults. Before the expansion, uninsured rates in Louisiana historically had hovered above 20%. Since the first LHIS survey about 15 years ago, every time we've come back to look at this, we've seen uninsured rates above 20%. So despite all of the changes in the economy, ups and downs, that uninsured rate remains stubbornly high for adults. What we've seen now is a very rapid drop that we can attribute entirely to the Medicaid expansion.
So now there are more people who are on a health insurance plan in Louisiana. From a policy perspective, what kind of impact does that have on the state? What does that mean for the overall health of Louisiana?
With more people having health insurance coverage of some type, that's going to mean more people having access to care. People are going to have access to preventative care, and we expect that to translate into increases in population health overall. That alone is great for the state, but we expect there will also be some other benefits that come along with it. A healthier population is going to mean a more productive labor force, and it's also going to have big benefits for the state's budget in terms of helping bring additional revenues in and also help hold costs down in other related programs.
Stephen Barnes, lead researcher of the 2017 Louisiana Health Insurance Survey and director of the Economics and Policy Research Group at LSU. Thanks for joining me. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.